on your white shirt. When are we going to have a maroon out, Joe? What a maroon. What an incompoop.
Let's do it.
I'm in.
Probably people have a lot more white than maroon, though.
True, admittedly. I got some of both. I'm going to start hanging out in the equipment closet again, though, soon. I need some new white stuff.
I don't know if we have anything. I mean,
extra, extra, extra.
Well, Will's styles are a little bit better, so Will kind of took everything.
I'm going to come over to your house and raid Will's closet then. Fine. Either way. Joe Klein joining us in the studio. It's a whiteout at the Jack Stevens Center tonight. Chris Kane is here as well. Again, mint tie is optional. Got some questions from some callers for Joe Klein coming up in a moment. We're going to play songs with white in the title in honor of the whiteout tonight at the Jack. And right now, of course,
White Wedding.
White Wedding, that's a good one. What do you think? You know,
it's a nice day to start again.
We need to get. That's how you were feeling last Sunday.
That's kind of how I felt Sunday after that, going to Jonesboro.
We need to get him to play a concert some night after the game. That'd be fun. They're also running at Oaklawn today, ladies and gentlemen.
3-5 daily double. You need to ask money.
Put it in the books.
I got to know money. 3-5-5-3. How's it looking, money?
You know, you could probably go down and bet the early day, but daily double and get back for shoot around.
Already did.
Oaklawn anywhere.
That's right. What's up, money?
Hey, Justin, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I thought Joe Klein was focused on the game tonight. Apparently, he's more concerned about the early daily double. Luckily for us, you're with us, so that's good. And frankly, he's trying to take his mind off the last time the Trojans were on the court, so I can't blame him for that. What's happening?
Well, it's a good-looking card. Another good-looking weekend coming up. We got the Martha Washington coming up on Saturday, 3-year-old Billy center stage, and just some very competitive racing today and tomorrow cards. Been both of those. They're already, I think, surely maybe we'll get some more of these prize horses home. Hopefully we can come up with one or two today.
Well, I hope you have more success than Joe Klein did on his Super Bowl pick. He took the Chiefs again, so cool. I don't like his chances. Well, let's get into the.
Where's Wendy Dawson when you need him?
Well, let me ask you about Sunday too. Is there a special post time, or are we going to be done in time for kickoff on Sunday?
Yeah, it's a very good point, Justin. We did want to mention that 1 o'clock first post, the only Sundays that we go to that early post time, and we'll be clicking through them pretty good. Probably get out. I'm looking at post time schedule now about 5:05 for the finale, so it still gives you about a half an hour before kickoff, and again, we'll probably be one of the last tracks going. The earth kind of stands still for Super Bowl, and Oakland's doing everything they can to get you home and in front of that TV before it starts.
Well, I promise you, nothing I eat on Super Bowl Sunday is going to be better than a corned beef sandwich from Oaklawn. So get down there and you can double dip. You can watch some great racing, and then you can go enjoy the Super Bowl, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, well, let's get into it. The early daily double in honor of our own Joe Klein. We've got some Arkansas Breds. I guess maybe we can do a Missouri Bred race someday for you, Joe. But today it's Arkansas Breds in the first race today.
Yeah, Arky Breds kick it off, and several key players in here stretching out around two turns after some nice tune-ups going a sprint distance on opening weekend. And I did go to one of those on top. Number one, T. Thomas. I like the 5-1 price in the morning line. Just a good little tune-up race, as I said, that he had on opening day here. Didn't break all that sharp. Managed to split the field, finished fifth with a nice little late rally. Gets a little more real estate today, a mile to work with versus that 6 furlongs. And considering that this horse had been off for about 5 or 6 months prior to that opening day effort, I think it's going to point to a much improved race for number one, T. Thomas. Second half of the double, equally as competitive. And we did take a little bit of a shot in there as well. Number 10, Irish Vixen at 4-1, even fourth for this one last time out. Her only start here at Oaklawn. She drops out of the maiden special weight ranks into the maiden 30,000 claiming area today. And I think that's the winning class drop for number 10, Irish Vixen in the second. The buzz numbers today, double numbers 1 and 10. We move now to the featured eighth race on the afternoon. And it's a very competitive race. And I went to number 5. Transcontinental here. Top outfit, Bill Sims sends this mare post for today, her first start of the year. She liked this racetrack last year, as so many of Sims' trainees did. She ran first and second in her two starts here last spring. No strange at the distance either, and that nice 9-2 price is just a bonus. Number 5, Transcontinental is our buzz featured race selection, and for our long shot play, if we can get back there, it's the third race of the afternoon. This is another evenly matched field, and I think they're going to see some prices. I went to number 6 as our long shot. Teton Beauty takes, I think, what is a winning class drop from 12.5 down to 7,500. Of course, it runs good off the shelf, and I think you're going to see that from her today. Number 6, Teton Beauty. That's in the third of the afternoon as our buzz, a long shot. Lay of the day.
Back to the feature for a moment. I think the morning line favorite is Tappet's World, a connection to Tappet, I assume. Yes?
Yes. Probably one of the most sought-after sires. Now, Tappet's offspring are really doing well here the last season or two. He stands for 150,000 stallion fees, so again, they should be good at that price. But
yeah.
Tappet's World, no surprise in there, comes to us from the fairgrounds, has not run a bad race yet for Brett Calhoun, and would be no surprise in there at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, I saw in the three-year-old rankings, too, has a couple of other offspring that are in the mix as three-year-olds this year as well. So, yeah, something to keep an eye on for sure. Jeff, appreciate the time. Look forward to visiting tomorrow. And, of course, 30, we got
35 daily double, Jeff.
No, three, not five, the 35.
Yeah, 3-5 looks good. I think you're going to see first or second choices in the line for both of those.
Okay.
Picks, so,
yeah,
don't, real shot.
Don't get testy.
Just saying. That's not what he said. I'm just saying.
He said it looks good.
It can do. Can do. You never know. That's why they line them up and run them.
Were you always 35?
About 15 years ago.
All right, Money. And again, don't forget Oaklawn Race Day at 11 o'clock on Saturday right here on The Buzz as well. So a lot of good stuff to look forward to. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Justin.
All right,
take
thanks.
Care.
High school, 35?
45.
Where did that come
45.
From?
I just picked it when I got to Arkansas.
Yeah.
I was 45 in high school, 45 in Notre Dame, and I wanted a fresh start. Justin.
Fresh start. It's all about a
That's
fresh start.
That's what you
start.
Got.
Joe, you didn't want to be a – you never want to be like a single digit just to, for the slendering aspects of
Wouldn't
it?
Wouldn't help.
Yeah. What about 11? A couple slenders. Let me get Bill in here. Hey, Bill.
Hey, fellas. Hey, Joe, I got a question.